Okay. Paul and I worked together at Xerox Corporation in the corporate research labs, and we both had an interest in starting our own business, but we had no idea what to do. So, couldn't think of anything. And it was an accident. Ted Nash was the coach of the University of Pennsylvania. I knew him socially through a bizarre relationship. And he, as soon as he found out that I could fix things, or at least my partner could, he started appearing with this broken stuff that they were using in rowing. And I took it to my partner, and he can fix anything, and he'd fix them one after the other, kept on fixing them, and we charged $50. and eventually he said, I can make these things. I can actually design one that would work and wouldn't break. So that's how we got started, literally.
Was that back in the days when they hooked up microphones?
They used megaphones. They had big. They were yelling into those. They were struggling holding stopwatches, and they were also trying to measure the cadence, the rate.
So typically, a coxswain would go out with a stopwatch taped to one leg, and they were old sweep hand stopwatches, and a stroke watch, which was also a sweep hand, and required you to count the number of strokes taped to the other leg. And then the megaphone, which of course obscures the view.
Yeah, and they're supposed to be steering at the same time.
And they're supposed to be steering and calling race strategy. And so some people that were part of Ted's group, they called it the lunchbox. They made this sort of assemblage of stuff that was an amplifier system.
Mm-hmm.
But they really, it broke all the time. And the measuring the rate part of it, we had to try to incorporate into it. So that was what Richard and Paul.
So we designed something that replaced all the junk in that box and would actually hold up.
Mm-hmm.
It was the electronics at the time actually was cutting edge. You don't look like you're old enough to know this, but we used the old RCA CMOS chips.
Mm-hmm.
It was a discrete, 8-pin. Dual inline package chips. We couldn't export the Coxbox at the time because it was proprietary. So we did that. The biggest challenge, other than the electronics, was sealing it. These things get used by spoiled brats who don't pay for them themselves. They abuse them. They're under stress because they're competing.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be waterproof, drop proof, and everything else. So that was the challenge. But we got it right.